Crime Alert. I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jamie Fenton's neighbors concerned when they realize they haven't seen Jamie for a while. 1 month later, a body found in the Vegas desert identified as Jamie Fenton. Duct tape over her nose and mouth, her body tied to a signpost. Police find her boyfriend, John Chapman, living in her home. And he's got a backpack stuffed with zip ties and duct tape. Investigation reveals Chapman lured Fenton to the desert for a photo shoot, then tied her to a signpost and suffocated her.
Nancy Fenton lived with Vader syndrome, a cluster of birth defects that left her standing at just 4 feet tall and weighing just 75 pounds. Chapman took photos of the crime scene and discarded Fenton's clothes on the cross-country drive back to Pennsylvania. Police described the backpack found in Chapman's possession as a kill kit.
John Chapman, 44, guilty of kidnap resulting in death. Hungry, Kanye Medley begs his sister to share a bucket of chicken she brought back to their home from a Florida church's. The elder Medley refuses to split, but offers her brother a single drumstick. In an outburst of hangry, Medley pelts his sister with a drumstick and chucks a second wing at the back of her head. Police are called. Medley's charged with domestic battery with church's fried chicken. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
The murder trial of an Indiana man accused of killing two teenage girls has now been postponed by a judge until October. For details, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
The trial of Richard Allen was scheduled to start this week in Allen County with jury selection and the actual trial taking place in Carroll County through May 31st. Allen's attorneys were concerned that they would not have enough time to present their case. The new trial dates were set by Special Judge Francis Skull for Tuesday, October 14th through Friday, November 15th. The most recent modification in Allen's scheduled trial occurred back in March when Skull shifted the defendant's trial from October to May after Allen's counsel requested an earlier trial date. Allen's attorneys, however, have subsequently argued that the court was not going to give them adequate time to prepare for and present their case during the trial. The 2017 killings of 14-year-old Liberty German and 13-year-old Abigail Williams were attributed to the 51-year-old Allen, who had worked and resided in the Delphi region of Indiana. Allen was taken into custody in October 2022. To the murder allegations, he entered a not guilty plea. Gull approved two further murder charges against Allen in March. On February 13, 2017, a relative of the two girls dropped them off at a hiking route close to their hometown of Delphi, approximately 60 miles northwest of Indianapolis. That evening, they were reported missing after they did not appear at the spot where they had made arrangements to be picked up. The following day, their bodies were discovered close to the route in a rough, densely forested location.
Delphi, a city with a population of approximately 3,000 people, where Allen worked in a farm, has been tormented by the killings, and the case has drawn much attention from both state and federal authorities. Now to Michigan, where a Detroit man found guilty of killing two women in West Virginia has now been handed an 80-year prison sentence. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
In February, 24-year-old Marquise Jermaine Goodman entered a guilty plea to two charges of second-degree murder related to the Charleston, West Virginia shooting deaths of 26-year-old Bria Nicole White and 22-year-old Kaidiana Belcher in 2021. According to our friends with the Charleston Gazette-Mail, Goodman's attorneys pleaded during the sentencing process for a moderate sentence, claiming that their client was still young enough to undergo rehabilitation. Goodman expressed his regret to the families and that he had no intention of hurting the women. There is still no word on a motive for the killings. The victims' families requested the maximum sentence. Letitia Norman, White's mother, wept as she spoke to Goodman, telling him that any disagreement between her daughter and him, quote, didn't have to go this far. My life is ruined, Norman said. When I see my baby, I have to stand over her on the ground. In delivering his decision, Judge Ken Ballard of the 13th Judicial Circuit stated that Goodman had a long criminal history and despite the fact that he was given chances to change, quote, clearly they did not work.
The judge imposed a maximum sentence of 40 years to be served consecutively on each count of second-degree murder.
Thanks, John. Ryan Larson, 11, autistic, requires accommodations at school. He's allowed to move to a quiet classroom when he becomes overwhelmed in his usual class. He gets frustrated having trouble with a math problem, so his teacher points him to the quiet room down the hall, says she'll check on him in just a few moments. 12:27, his mom, Tammy Larson, gets a call. Ryan walked out of his La Vista, Nebraska elementary school. This is not the first time Ryan has walked out of school upset, so Tammy immediately calls a police officer familiar with Ryan to get help. Tammy and the officers search her home, the playground, Ryan's favorite local spots and parks, finally his grandma's. No sign of Ryan. Cops recover surveillance footage of Ryan leaving the school on foot. It provides no leads on where he went. Ryan Larson, just 11 at the time, now missing 3 years. If you have info on Ryan Larson, please, please call La Vista, Nebraska PD, 402-331-1582. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.